almost swallowed his tongue when tea time appeared beside him. "Are we making progress?" "I'm sorry," said tea time. Sidney recovered himself.
Some, he said. "We think we worked out, one lock."
Light gleamed off tea time's eye.
"I believe there are seven of them," said the assassin.
"Yes, but they're half magic and half real and half not there. I mean, there's parts of them that don't exist all the time."
Mr. Brown, who had been working at one of the locks, laid down his pick.
"It's no good, mister," he said. "Can't even get a purchase with a crowbar. Maybe if I went back to the city and got a couple of dragons, we could do something. You can melt through steel with them if you twist their necks right and feed them carbon."
"I was told you were the best locksmith in the city," said Tea Time. Behind him, Banjo shifted position. Mr. Brown looked annoyed.
"Well, yes," he said, "but locks don't generally alter themselves while you're working on them. That's what I'm saying."
"And I thought you could open any lock anyone ever made," said Tea Time.
"Made by humans," said Mr. Brown sharply, "and most dwarfs. I don't know what made these. You never said anything about magic."
"That's a shame," said Tea Time. "Then really I have no more need of your services. You may as well go back home."
"I won't be sorry," Mr. Brown started putting things back into his tool bag. "What about my money?"
"Do I owe you any?"
"I came along with you. I didn't see it's my fault that this is all magic business. I should get something."
"Ah, yes, I see your point," said Tea Time. "Of course you should get what you deserve. Banjo?" Banjo lumbered forward and then stopped. Mr. Brown's hand had come out of the bag holding a crowbar.
"You must think I was born yesterday, you slimy little bugger," he said. "I know your type. You think it's all some kind of game. You make little jokes to yourself and you think no one else notices and you think you're so smart. Well, Mr. Teacup, I'm leaving right now, with what's coming to me, and you ain't stopping me, and Banjo certainly ain't. I knew old Ma Lilywhite back in the good old days. You think you're nasty? You think you're mean? Ma Lilywhite'd tear your eyes off and spit 'em in your eye, you cocky little devil. And I worked with her, so you don't scare me, and nor does little Banjo, poor sod that he is."
Mr. Brown glared at each of them in turn, flourishing the crowbar. Sidney cowered in front of the doors. He saw Tea Time nod gracefully, as if the man had made a small speech of thanks.
"I appreciate your point of view," said Tea Time, "and I have to repeat, it's Te'a Tim'e. Now, please, Banjo."
Banjo loomed over Mr. Brown, reached down, and lifted him up by the crowbar so sharply that his feet came out of his boots.
"Here, you know me, Banjo," the locksmith croaked, struggling in midair. "I remembers you when you was little. I used to sit you on my knees. I often used to work for your ma."
"Do you like apples?"
Banjo rumbled. Brown struggled.
"You got to say yes," Banjo said.
"Yes."
"Do you like pears?"
"You got to say yes."
"All right, yes."
"Do you like falling down the stairs?"
Medium Dave held up his hands for quiet. He glared at the gang.
"This place is getting to you right, but we've all been in bad places before, right?"
"Not this bad," said Chickenwire. "I've never been anywhere where it hurts to look at the sky. Oh, gives me the creeps."
"Chick's a little baby, nyeh, nyeh, nyeh,"
sang Cat's Eye. They looked at him. He coughed nervously. "Sorry, don't know why I said that.
If we stick together, we'll be fine."
"Eeny, meeny, miny, moe,"
mumbled Cat's Eye.
"What? What are you talking about?"
"Sorry, it just sort of slipped out." "What I'm trying to say," said Medium Dave, "is that if
Peachy keeps making faces at me..."
"I didn't."
"Liar, liar, pants on fire."
Two things happened at this point. Medium Dave lost his temper and Peachy screamed. A small wisp of smoke was rising from his trousers. He hopped around, beating desperately at himself.
"Who did that? Who did that?"
demanded Medium Dave.
"I didn't see anyone," said Chickenwire. "I mean, no one was near him. Cat's Eye said, pants on fire, and next minute..."
"Now he's sucking his thumb,"
Cat's Eye jeered. Nyeh, 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 crying for mummy. You know what happens to kids who suck their thumbs? There's this big monster.